Blog Talk Radio.
In this show, I'll be talking with director Adam Sonnet and crew, who will be discussing their cool science fiction film, Triborn. Sit tight while they join the show. Adam, you there, man?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy? How you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Just doing pretty good. Oh, are you going to have other people call in? Or I just didn't know. I don't see any other numbers right now. They're all kind of numbers to me right now. It's just one number.
Okay. I let everyone know, so if they can call in, they will.
Okay.
I know a couple people were, so we'll just see.
Okay. Well, while we're beginning the show, I was looking at your Kickstarter, man. It's incredible. Could you, when people come on board, we'll just kind of bring them in and introduce them. Could you give everybody, a little basic overview of what the film's kind of, what you're trying to do, like, some of the setting and so forth, and kind of go on that a little bit?
Yeah. We're making a science fiction thriller in space called Triborn. And so it has a very futuristic tone to it with a cast that play a crew of people on board a starship. And, it's kind of like your Firefly kind of crew. You know, they're all very comfortable. They know each other. And, they do, work for, shipping freight and stuff like that. And one of the main crew members, her name is Alex, played by Elle Sonnet. She basically is, she's the main character, and she has a past that is very traumatizing, and she has PTSD, and so she's been suffering for a lot of years dealing with that. And as things progress, she begins to investigate a lot of the stuff going on with her past and with certain members of the crew, and then she starts to stumble on a conspiracy, and basically things start unraveling from there and get hectic and stuff. It starts to, about a third way into the movie, it starts to really pick up, and it becomes a very suspenseful thriller, and with elements of horror. But there's other characters that she comes across that help her to basically find the answers that she's looking for. And one of those characters is Logan, played by Rico Ross. There's some other characters. I can't name their names right now. But we have other actors that we haven't announced, but that will be coming on board our film once we get funding. And so right now we're really just trying to get this Kickstarter aware in the public, so that, as many people that want to contribute to it can, so that we can get, the movie made. And the main purpose for this Kickstarter is to secure our talent, the actors that we have, and the ones that we still want to bring on board. And everyone will recognize these people once we can lock them in You know, I mean, they're very talented actors, and we're at the very beginning. We're at 5 days of our Kickstarter. It's going slow. You know, so I'm hoping that more people can, you know, tune in and, you know, learn more about it, you know, so that we can get this pre-production phase funded. And what we'll be able to do once we have these funds, not just locking in our talent, but we'll be able to implement other phases of our pre-production and get more funding from investors and people like that, you know. But we're hoping we can get through this Kickstarter because it's the main, you know, focus right now.
Well, let's talk about the Kickstarter. I was looking at it. It's very cool stuff on there, by the way. I noticed you guys have like an incredibly vast array of endless little perks for people who donate. Can you go over some of those perks and kind of some of the cool stuff people can get in on when they're donating and going and supporting the film?
Yeah. Well, our production designer, Gail Benning, is putting together a lot of the cool graphics and stuff that you see. But what we're going to be, you know, doing is we're going to be making a technical manual for starters, which has all the detailed schematics and blueprints of the vehicles and ships and equipment and building structures and everything within the Triborne universe. We're going to be doing a concept art book, which has just illustrations and just full scenery and landscapes and settings. You know, we have other, you know, we have some clothing items right now. We have a nice jacket, which is going to be one of the crew jackets that some of the crew wear. And but we can make more of those.
It's like a prop, and then, I guess, right?
Yeah, but we can make more of them too, so that people can get, you know, more of them if they want.
Right.
They will be. They're basically what the props costume will look like, and we have digital downloads for some of the early tiers. You can download the soundtrack at the $20 level. We're going to be making a really awesome, epic soundtrack. We have one of the songs on the Kickstarter that you can listen to, plus we have some songs playing in the background of the video. Then at the $25 level, you can download the movie itself and the actual finished product. Then we have at higher tiers, you know, people can get props and weapons and things that were actually used in the film that we're going to make eventually. And these are really cool items. Like, we have things from alien gadgetry and artifacts. Pieces of the starship, from equipment, set dressing, and then hero props and hero weapons.
For people that don't know about heroes, that's lights and sound, right? What, light up stuff?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be, really cool, gadgets and stuff that have electronics built in, some of them. We're putting careful thought into all of this stuff, and we want to reward our backers with, you know, really cool rewards. And there's other rewards too that, you know, if we can meet at certain goals, we can unlock new rewards.
Right.
And so there's a lot of really fun stuff, from digital downloads to tangible physical things that people can get mailed to them and display and, you know, show and that they were a backer and a part of Triborn, and they'll be able to get a piece of Triborn.
It's very cool, very, very cool. And you got a prequel comic, I heard something about that, based on the film. How far does that set, like, before the film, or can you say that? Like, is it, like, years or decades? Or?
I can't say right now, but it does go back, I would say, a number of years.
Okay.
And there's many spinoffs. I'm really working on a whole backstory with the characters, so that you can see their adventures and other adventures that they go on, you know, leading up to the movie. And so it really builds their characters up. But there's so much more to this universe than what can even show in the movie. And what we show in the movie is going to be amazing once it's actually made. We also have, with the comic, some amazing artists that are going to be coming on board who've done stuff for Dark Horse and Marvel and other famous comic book companies. And so the comic books are gonna be top notch, and so I'm really excited about those stories, and so it's just gonna be more to add to the vastness of Triborn and the backstories of all of our main characters.
Mm-hmm. Man, I love me some comics, man. I can't wait to see that. That's gonna be cool. I was just talking about the film a little bit. It takes place in, I was noticing, besides space, it has like a colony or some kind of outpost of sorts. It's got all kind of like advertisements for corporations and everything everywhere. How exactly are you going about like bringing that type of a scene to life for the film? And are there any other places you're looking to explore that you could talk about? It looks like kind of like a commerce place or something like that.
Yeah, there is a featured colony in this movie. There's many colonies in Triborn, but this particular one gets featured, and it is a bustling industrialized colony, and there's a whole lot of characters and people that interact there. Most of our main cast interacts there, and other main characters too that are alluded to, but it's a very, very important scene happens at this colony, but our production designer, he and I are developing this world and all the details about it. There's so much that we're exploring to make it as big and believable and as real, you know, so that our characters, you know, when they're there, it's just everything there, it's as it would be, you know, as if you were walking down downtown L.A., you know, it's just...
Right.
A real immersive, you know, place of activity. And there's a lot of cool stuff that goes on there, a lot of interesting sci-fi things that we're going to put in here. And so I'm really excited about, you know, the making this colony set and all the fun and interesting things that we're going to be doing with it. Because I think fans and people that love sci-fi will appreciate it and you know, they'll see our hard work and they'll know, you know, what our vision is for this movie and for this colony.
Right, right. Now, you, besides the locations, you've also got some spaceships, and I saw some concept visuals on the trailer. You have a Starship design contest too for the ship, if I'm correct. How does one go about like getting in on the contest and present one's art to be, you know, used in perhaps in the film?
Yeah, well, they can go to our website right now. It's sonnetrealmfilms.com, and they can click on, we have a video on the page that says Spaceship Art Contest. They can click on the Triborn link, and then they can scroll down and they can read the rules. And basically, we're looking for some designs, some practical designs for a ship. And we've received some entries already. And, you know, it's still open until the 16th. And so those that want to submit to the contest, you know, they still have an open window. And I just want to let one thing known. Whether or not, you know, Kickstarter is going on until November 7th. And so we still have a good amount of time to raise our funds. But if for whatever reason this Kickstarter doesn't work out, we're still moving forward with the movie. We're going to seek private investors if in that case. And just to get the movie fully funded. And so whoever wins in this contest, their designs will be implemented into, you know, our project, and they're still going to get made. And so I just want to, you know, just let people know that that the winner of this contest, their design will be turned into a set, and we're going to model their ship physically and do a CG version.
Very cool.
And so
it's a really
cool opportunity for someone who maybe doesn't have film credits, or for someone that wants to get their work shown or out there. You know, it's an opportunity. And plus, Rico Ross, one of our main actors, his character will be piloting the ship that the winner designs. And so just know that, you know, he'll be the guy that flies the ship, and that the ship will be featured in multiple scenes. And so, you know, it'll be a great opportunity. And I like being able to include the sci-fi fan community in my projects. You know, I've done contests before with other projects, and you know, I just think it's a good collaborative way to get people involved, and to, you know, and also to get people excited about art and doing something creative. And so with that said, once Triborn is funded, we will be having other contests in the future. I have other ones planned till we get the movie funded before we introduce these other contests.
Okay, wow. So you're going to have more stuff on the grid that, like, I guess, I don't know what that is, but I mean, it sounds pretty cool. Wow. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, people,
so,
I think, will like it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool, man. Let's talk about the music again. I'll listen to that music score. There's like it's an MP3 on the Kickstarter. It's incredible, quite incredible, man. It was in the trailer, too. Who is the composer for the music, and how are y'all going about getting that kind of, it's like an ambience, real different kind of sci-fi, you know, outer space. How are y'all going about doing that?
Well, the composer is my brother, and his name is River Sonnet, and he's been a composer for most of his life. And, you know, he's been in bands and he's done music for all kinds of other things, mm-hmm. events. And I've had him do some music for another project of mine before, you know, but, this will be like his first big feature film that he'll be doing a whole music score for. And I'm really excited about it. I mean, what you heard so far is just a small taste of what we're going to be doing. And it's all being carefully designed and with the theme and the soundscapes and everything that we're looking for to create an otherworldly, very mysterious and haunting sound, but it's also very epic because there are scenes in this movie that are epic, and so the music is going to match that. And so what you hear, you can imagine visually, you know, what Triborn could be like, and so, you know, we're I'm excited about every aspect of what we're going to be doing in this film, from the sound, the music, and the visual aesthetics. We're doing some new things with practical effects that haven't been utilized in film before, and I think it's going to really excite people and blow people's minds away in a way that when they realize that these are practical effects, and so we're really being creative. We're implementing really cool scientific stuff into Triborn to make this film is unique and is awesome for not just the viewer, but for everyone who is a part of it in the production. And so everyone who experiences this film behind the scenes will see and be immersed in this vision. And so once this film is funded and in production, you know, there'll be a lot of cooler stuff that we'll be able to reveal and show, you know. But right now, it's all pretty much in concept and development. You know, we can't talk about too much, you know.
Right.
But there is a lot of really cool stuff that we're going to be doing, and you know, it's definitely something that I'm vigilantly, you know, pushing and very excited about.
Well, I noticed something in the Kickstarter, and it was a hashtag and a slogan that said "Don't give up hope" in your Kickstarter and your online material. I was just curious,
right,
for people that are looking to donate to the project, and for people interested in, like, I know you mean you talked before and in the past about, like, visions of a better, more hopeful future in the sci-fi realm. In your own words, like, what you were missing, like, the viewer taking something from the film and the project, what message do you think Triborn is looking to deliver, you know, based on that slogan and just the film in general and so forth?
Yeah. Well, the underlying theme of the movie, as you said, don't give up hope. You know, it's something that every human being can relate with, because we all go through challenges and strife and, you know, fiery tests of our lives that force us and they shape us and they conflict with us. And it's very easy to give up. It's very easy to just run away. But if you have hope for a better outcome, if you have hope for a better vision, that can carry you through the fire. That can that could be your guiding light to the darkness and the challenges and things that we go through. And so that message is in this movie throughout, because all of our characters are going through something. But our main character, Alex, you know, she has learned the value of having hope through the challenges and through the things that that are unpleasant, to carry her through it so that she can come out victorious. And so that is the message of Triborn, is don't give up hope when, you know, and we look around in our world today and we see all of this conflict and all of this strife and turmoil and stuff. And if we have hope for a better tomorrow, if we have hope for a future, we can succeed. But if we get succumbed and buried, and if we allow the weight to overwhelm us and collapse, you know, we'll fail. We will lose. But hope can give you a strength, and it's a spiritual strength to persevere through it. And so, it's something that I think many people can relate with, and I think that they'll be able to relate with the characters in this movie through as they go through their challenges.
Very cool. I totally agree with you, man, on that. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I was just saying that I agree with you on that, man. You got Neville Page is doing the creature design for Triborn. Can you give, like, for people that don't know much about him, a little bit about what some of the things he's done and his background? And what's it like having him on board your film, by the way?
If you've seen Avatar, you've seen Neville Page's work with creatures. Mm-hmm. He's also done work on Cloverfield and both of the Star Trek films by J.J. Abrams. He designed the Klingons and the look of some of the other alien creatures in the first Star Trek. Just go to his IMDb, you'll see his work. You know, he also does industrial kind of designs, like equipment and for example, he designed the suits that everyone wears, Tron Legacy. And the helmets and things that people wore. You know, so he doesn't just do creatures, he also does, you know, other elements and, you know, costume accessories and things like that. So he's very talented with designing, and so he's going to be involved with our creature design department. But what I'm actually really excited about is he's going to be acting in this film, playing one of the leading roles. You know, this is something that'll be new for him, but I think that he'll fit this character perfect. So that's what I'm really excited about that too, because, no one's really, you know, seen him act in a film before. You know, I mean, if you watched the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek, he played one of the Romulans, and you can see him in a couple shots.
Really?
Know, but yeah, but as far as playing a leading role with, you know, that's a prominent character in a movie. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something he hasn't done before, and so I want him to be able to do that in this film, and I'm really excited about that, as well as all of our actors, Patrick Kilpatrick. You know, his role is perfect. I'm really just stoked, you know, that we have this cast and the other people that we will be bringing on board. And I wish I could say their names, but I can't. But if people knew, it's just so exciting. And we're just in the baby phases right now, and we're very early in our Kickstarter. And so the main thing is getting this message out there and the awareness of this film to the masses, through word of mouth, through social media, and sharing it, because it, you know, this is a film that I would jump on, you know, in a heartbeat, you know, to back it, to want to be involved in it, just because of what we're doing and the talent that we're bringing on board. It's a very one of a kind science fiction films, and we've steered away a bit from what we were originally doing as an alien fan film,
right?
To do something totally unique and original, and so this film, I think it'll be a great contribution to the world of sci-fi, and I think a lot of people will be excited about it. And when it's actually made, you know, I think a lot of people will like it. I mean, if you love great, you know, epic sci-fi films that have really deeply rooted characters, you know, that are very character driven, you know, they'll appreciate this movie. You know, it's not just a bunch of fluff. You know, it's not a spectacle of effects. This movie is about characters, and it's about characters in this world that are interacting against surmountable odds, basically, and so there's a lot of really cool things that we're doing, and so I'm just, you know, urging people to jump on board, to pledge to our Kickstarter, to share it, you know, because, you know, films like these, you know, they only come around once in a while. And so, you know, one way or another, we are going to make this movie. But that's the message of Triborn. That's what we're, you know, what we're trying to accomplish.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, we're running a little short on time. I'm not sure if anybody's calling in right now or not, but it doesn't seem like anybody's called in yet. You mentioned website links. Do you have any links for the film and also the Kickstarter, any other links like Twitter or anything that you like to give out for people to find out more about the film and so forth?
Yes. The Kickstarter link is www.triborn.com, and that's spelled TRIBORN.com. And they can go there, they can watch our video. The video is it shows some of our concepts, and it's basically just some of our cast and crew, you know, talking about the film and, you know, what a little bit about what we're going to be doing, you know, but if they read the descriptions, they can read the story synopsis, they can see some things about the universe, and then they can see more of what we're bringing to this film as far as visual effects and practical effects and things like that. You know, we're really wanting to utilize as much practical effects as possible to make it look and feel as real to the viewer. And so, you know, that's our goal and, our method of how we're going about this. If they want to follow us on Facebook, we have Facebook and Twitter. It's all triborne movie.com. Or basically, I'm sorry, it's Triborne Movie. It's facebook.com/triborne movie. It's Twitter at Triborne Movie. Instagram at Triborne Movie. You know, we make updates and posts, concept art, and new announcements and things like that. And so if people are excited about science fiction and good stories, something that they can jump on, this is a film. This is the one that they can do that with. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff out there that you can jump on. I mean, you name it. I mean, there's tens of thousands of projects going on. And, you know, they're all great, you know. But I think this one is we're doing something a little bit different and that's never been done before. And if they want to help support it, this is their opportunity, and they'll get a lot of cool rewards. And, you know, some of the rewards, they'll get to come on set and meet the cast and crew. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. They could get signed photographs, pieces of concept art, posters. We're also doing one of the rewards is a thumb drive, and it has all the digital downloads on it plus something extra that you can't get in any of the other reward tiers. It's a digital download, but it's something extra that's relevant to the movie but it's only specific for the, it's at the $150 level. It's a Triborne USB thumb drive, and there's something special on it, and if people want to get that, this is their opportunity too.
Very interesting. That's cool, man. Adam, it was a pleasure having you on the show, man. I was pretty cool about that thumb drive, man. I'm interested in that. Cool, man.
Yeah, it's a secret. We actually didn't say anything in the Kickstarter, but I'm saying it here so that people can tune in, because it is kind of a surprise, you know. But I'm trying to create more incentive to get people to jump on board the project and help us by backing it and. There's a lot of cool stuff we're doing, and if they can help us, you know, we'd really greatly appreciate it, because it takes a community of people to get these Kickstarters funded, and so we're just appealing to the sci-fi community out there, that if they want to be a part of something really cool and unique, that this is their opportunity.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Adam, it was great having you on the show, buddy. I really enjoyed talking about your film, and I really look forward to seeing it and how it all puts together and everything. You have a good day, buddy.
All right, you too. Thank you, Owen. Have a good one.
You're welcome, man. Peace.
Bye.